Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call on this Make a Joyful Noise Unto the Lord Monday. And we are so excited. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And we just got the news that our very own Pastor Candy is getting married today. So we are definitely making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being the awesome God that you are. And Lord, as we come before you, we're running into your gates with thanksgiving. We're coming into your courts with praise, blessing your holy and righteous name, because it is you who have made us, not we ourselves. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the joy of the Lord being our strength. We thank you, O God, for the peace that surpasses all understanding abiding in us. We thank you, Lord God, for your love abiding in our hearts and in our minds and our spirit, man, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing on this TMC family. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon continuing this call daily, Monday through Friday. We thank you for all those who come together, Lord God, giving your name glory, honor, and praise. We ask a special blessing on them, even those that had a desire to be on and could not make it. We know, Lord God, that you're with them. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing for Pastor Candy, giving her a new way, another segment of her life, Lord God, with the new husband, Father. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, and we're asking blessings upon our sister in such a special way. We thank you, Lord God, because your word says when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, you are definitely in the midst. We thank you, Father, for being in the midst of all that we encounter today. And we give your name glory and praise for what you're doing this day and the days to come. We thank you for the fast that we've been on, Lord God, and we ask that you continue to give our hearts and our minds the insight, Lord God, that we follow you, your spirit, that we dwell in the secret place in your word and be led by the spirit of truth. We thank you for all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Thank you for ministering through the special speaker this morning. We know, Lord God, that you have a word downloaded that our hearts are ready to receive. We give your name praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here. Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Kai. Take it away. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Minister Brenda, for feeding and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer and for our tag, Make a Joyful Noise Unto the Lord Monday. So to everyone, I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the sensational city of Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather together early in the morning to give God the praise, glory, reverence, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. Our TMC theme is In 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration, and Revelation is Being Fulfilled and Seen. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. here on the Master's Call. We begin the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. Excuse me. For those of you with cell phone networks that charge for the regular dial-in number, we have a bridge number, and that number is 716-293-9707. That's 716-293-9707. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and each day you can play the current day's recording back by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. All of the messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website. That's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. There you can see the prayer objectives, what's going on with the fast, and the speaker's bios as well. If you're feeling like you are led to join the team and greet, such as Minister Brenda did, or host as I am doing now, or if you feel like God has given you a word that is stored in your belly for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, which is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life to keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Today is Inspirational Mondays, and our speaker will be our very own songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. So now I am going to get out of the way so that this morning's mouthpiece with the message can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's speaker is none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who truly needs no introduction, but she is a woman after God's own heart. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She continues to serve God in all that she does, and we're looking forward to what God has to say through her this morning. So I will get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Dr. P.K., are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, woman of God, the floor is yours.
Thank you so, so very much, my dear Kai. We love, love, love you. Minister Kai, I tell you, you put some things out there on the web this week, and I was just so happy to see that you are just victorious in your walk. Thank God for you. I also want to thank God this morning for our own prayer general, Minister Brenda. I thank God that he took you over the highway and brought you back safely. I tell you, God is doing a mighty thing. So congratulations go out to our dear Pastor Candy. Well, Pastor Candy, I have to tell you, you kept that under wrap real close and tight, and I am so excited for you. I understand. You better know I understand. And I just pray that you have a super fantastic wedding experience today, and that you and your BFF and your new husband and whoever else will be there will truly enjoy the presence of God as you say I do. I'm so proud of you. I'm so, so grateful. I know what it means to have gone through what you have gone through and to get to the place that you are now. Thank God, going through the valley and coming out on the other side. Hey, glory to God. I'm feeling a shout coming on right now. God is good. Yes, yes, yes. As you all know, this is the eighth day of our 10-day fast, and God has given us some wonderful, wonderful testimonies, precious testimonies from this experience. However, I want you to know that it is not a time, fasting is not a time when we twist God's arm to do anything for us. It indeed is a time for us to get in a place where we can hear what it is that God already has promised us. Glory, that feels good just coming up out of my mouth. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Today is also the 30th day of my born month. Uh-huh. And for those of you who are saying that, oh, Pastor Roberts, Dr. Roberts, Chaplain Roberts, Sister Roberts, PK Roberts, whatever you want to call me, I missed your day. I missed July the 12th. I didn't get on. I didn't get in. I didn't do it. I'm still receiving gifts. It's all right. Just don't worry yourself. Just go on and do what you're going to do and just bring it on here. I am thankful. I am a joyful receiver. With that being said, we are going to get right into doing what we are doing this day. I do honor my own pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. I love you so very much. I know that you are there taking care and doing what you need to do for Mother Josie, but I also want to thank you for supporting us doing this fast. We had about 20 people come on, and at this point, you all, I want you to hear what the word has to say about the fast and the purpose of the fast. And so as we are concluding the 10-day fast, today's message, I believe, is more than appropriate. As we make a joyful noise unto the Lord Monday, as we make a joyful noise unto the Lord Monday, one more time for the Holy Ghost, somebody lift your hands and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. As we open up today, we're opening up with the scripture, talking about the purpose of a fast, the purpose of my fast, the purpose of why we are doing what we are doing. We hear folks sing the song, I want to be like Jesus. Well, if you want to be like Jesus, if that's your purpose for being a Christian, if that's why you really want, if that's what you really want in your life, I want you to know what Jesus did in fasting. I want to introduce to some and present to others my wonderful husband, the chocolate on my cake, and the cream in my coffee, neither which I've had this week, these 10 days, because when God calls us to a fast, we fast from everything. Glory to God. But I thank God that my husband, who is a prayer warrior and a man of God, has stood by my side, and we have walked down this road together, in addition to our two beautiful grandbabies, 7 and 8. Yep, yep, yep. Joel said, call everybody to the fast, even the suckling babes. And they have done just marvelous. So with that being said, babe, will you read our opening scripture for today? And let me give these 3 points and close out.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning to Minister Terrell, and good morning to Minister Kai. Good morning to Dr. Vanessa, and tell Mother hello for this morning. Our scripture this morning is coming from Matthew 4, 1 through 10. And this I read, and to my beautiful wife as well. Good morning to you as well here. Then Jesus led up other spirits into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And we had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee, lest at any time dash their foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil took him up into an exceeding high mountain,
and show them all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt bow down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, saith, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and with him only thou serve. Dr. DK.
Thank you. Let me have the message, Bible, please. As we go through this fast, I want everybody to know that fasting with prayer will definitely bring us to a point in our walk with God that we have not been to before. I am feeling good down in my sanctified soul because I know one of the purposes and the most important purpose that I had when I went into the fast was, God, I want more of you. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up. I need you to fill it up. I want you to make me whole. Fill it up and run over. God, in the name of Jesus, I want more of you. I want more of you. I want more of you, God. What was your purpose? What was your purpose as you entered the fast? Well, the Bible gives us some profound examples of fasting and prayer and the purpose that God had in it for those who fasted. In Ezekiel, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 8th and, in the 8th chapter, we're going to begin right there at the 8th verse. It shows us that, the 8th chapter, the 21st verse, I'm sorry. The 21st verse. I proclaim the fast there beside the Havocanal, a fast to humble ourselves before our God and pray for wise guidance for our journey. All our people had possessions. I was embarrassed to ask the king for a Calvary bodyguard to protect us from the bandits on the road. We had just told the king, our God lovingly looks after all those who seek him, but turns away in disgust from those who leave him. So we fasted and prayed about these concerns, and our God listened. And after that, I picked 12 of the leading priests. Yes, I did. Sherebiah and Hashabiah with 10 of their brothers. And I weighed out to them the silver and the gold and the vessels and the offerings of the temple for our God, the king, his advisors, and all the Israelites had given. And the 28th verse says, I said to them, you are holy to God, and these vessels are holy as well. Here we see the Ezekiel, the priest, fasted for God's protection while carrying valuable things for God's temple. We too can fast for God's protection. And right now, I am asking you to connect with me as we pray, because prayer is not prayer until it's prayed. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we come to you asking for protection for those who are over there with that fire in California. We decree and declare, God, that you can just poof, and if the fire is gone, God protect as only you can in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we praise you for doing it right now. Daniel, the prophet, fasted for the fulfillment of God's promises and received mighty revelations from God. In Daniel 10:3, we know about Daniel, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, and how they prayed and fasted and decreed and declared for 10 days that they should go on nothing but vegetables and water, and when they came out, they would look stronger, and they would be willing and more than able to do that which was set before them. And they did just that. Hey, glory to God. And based upon that, we now, those of you who have agreed to go on the fast, are now in our eighth day of 10 days of fasting, and know that God will fulfill the promises that he has made to us. And we are going to have some great revelations as a result of going through this fast. And as my husband just read, Matthew 4, 1, and 10, which I want you all to hear from the same story, Luke 4, 1 through 13 in our Message Bible. Listen, you all, I love the Message Bible because it just breaks it down so that we can understand it here in today's language. I love the these and thous, and it makes me feel good to know that I learned it when I was a little girl, but now I want to hear it in my language, okay? So here is Jesus. Jesus fasted and spoke the word of God to overcome Satan. How many of you know that when you are seeking God's face, that the devil will come to snatch your focus? And the reason for fasting is so that we can be focused. And so here is Jesus. Now Jesus, over in Luke, the fourth chapter and the first verse, y'all, I'm feeling good on the inside. Now Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wild, over into the wilderness. For 40 wilderness days and nights, he was tested. 40 wilderness days and nights, he was tested by the devil, but he ate nothing during those days. And when the time was up, he was hungry. So many says here that Jesus went on just a water fast because, food fast. He drank water because if he had not drank water, the first thing that the devil would have done was tempted him with water. Because as you know, it just us. If we are going without food and water, the first thing we want is water when it's time to break the fast. Well, the devil, playing on Jesus' hunger, gave the first test. He says, since you are God's son, command this stone to turn into a loaf of bread. Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy. You got to know some words when the devil comes to you. It takes more than bread to really live. I remember on my last fast, you all, this ain't nothing but the truth, and it's good to be transparent sometime and just tell it the way it is. I'm a person from Mississippi, and some of you I know when I say this, you're already about to regurgitate, but it's okay. I every now and then would eat some chitlins, and so my brother and his partners, his little club, had these chitlins for sale to raise money to do Christmas dinner for the senior citizens. And so my brother brought me a plate of them, and I was on my fast. I promise you, when I opened that plate, that chitlin stood up and talked to me. You can eat just a little. It won't matter. It won't hurt. I closed that thing down so fast. See, there's one thing that I learned from that. You shouldn't look at what you should not have too long, or you will be tempted so that you won't be able to stand. Here Jesus is being tempted. Yep, I put them in the freezer, and when I came off the fast the third day, I ate them. I guess I did. But after that, my husband told me I couldn't eat anymore because he has to take care of me, so I'm being obedient to him. You need to know how to learn to submit yourself as well. Here we go. Since you are God's son, command this bread to be turned. Jesus said, no, ain't doing that. For the second test, the devil led him up and spread out all the kingdoms of the earth and displayed it all. Then the devil said, they're yours in all their splendor to serve your pleasure. I'm in charge of them. Look at him lying. He's a liar and the father of lies. He ain't no good. The devil is no good. He'll be whispering junk in your ear, and you know it doesn't sound right. He said, worship me, and all of this will be yours, the whole works. Jesus refused again back in his refusal with Deuteronomy. Worship the Lord your God, and only the Lord your God. Serve him with absolute single-heartedness. We can't be over in the devil's camp one day and in God's the next. We can't be holy on Sunday and holy devils are Monday through Saturday. We've got to get our feet over in God's camp and our heart over there in God and say, God, have your way. The third test, and I got to bring it to the close, the devil took him to Jerusalem and put him on top of the temple. He said, if you are God's son, jump. He wanted him to commit suicide. Do you hear me? It's written, isn't it, that he has placed you in care of angels to protect you. They will catch you. You won't so much as stub your toe on a stump. Look at that liar. Yes, said Jesus, and it's also written, don't you dare tempt the Lord your God. What completed that completed the testing, and the devil retreated temporarily, lying in wait for another opportunity to tempt Jesus again. Just because he departs from you, you better know that he's not gone from you. Hey, glory to God. Our intent is to put him under our feet. Lord, I got to stop. You all, the fast isn't over. We fast quarterly. This fast will end on Wednesday. Yes, it will. But I want you to know I have something good for you. We are going to go through the examples of fasting in the Bible so we all can know how important it is to put some prayer with our fasting and fasting with our prayer. All righty. With that being said, Minister Kai, come on back and take us out of here.
Thank you, Dr. PK and Brother Patton, for those timely words on our fast. I will call you back up for the benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the man and woman of God who brought forth the word this morning. Lord, you know every need, spoken and unspoken. You know the prayers that they're praying as they fast together, oh God. And we just thank you for these two just people of God continuing to just lead and guide in your righteousness, oh Lord. Lord, we thank you right now and we pray a special blessing on Minister Candy's marriage, oh God. We ask right now that you be at the head and in the front and the back and on both sides as she and her husband embark upon this new life together. Lord, you know what they need, and we just ask you right now to give it to them exceeding and abundant more than they hope or ask according to the power that worketh in them. Father, we ask right now that you just continue to be with my family, my dad and my stepmother's family as they continue to process through this time of bereavement. Oh, Heavenly Father, you know that it is hard to lose a loved one, Lord. So we just ask that you continue to keep them, to comfort them, to guide them as they continue to walk this process out. Lord, we ask that you just continue to be a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family as we continue with artist life and continue to just learn and grow what the business is, Father, but more importantly, as we continue to help others with their health, with their wealth, Lord, as we continue to just show them that which you have shown us, O Lord. So, Father, we want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And today's speaker on Inspirational Mondays will be none other than our very own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617#. If you want to listen to today's message again, you can post it on your social media. You can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677#. So we are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us, and we look forward to hearing you again in the morning. Dr. PK, can you come back and give us our benediction?
I can. For those of you who are on the fast, and if you want some pointers on breaking the fast healthily, healthy and godly, please give me a call, or we can go in the chat and chat about it. With that being said, I want all of you to know that God's Spirit is up on you as you depart from this call. Take it with you throughout the day. Take him with you throughout the day and allow him to minister to you through others. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. I F